Welcome back to 32 Fans in 32 Days. That's 32 NFL fans, by the way. Superfan Robbie requested that we do a 32 WWE Fans in 32 Days podcast. I think that last week's WWE podcast was pretty good, but I'm not sure if we're going to do 32 in a row. But what say you, Akiva?
What about XFL, 32 XFL fans? We find the last two 32.
Yeah. You know, the truth is that having 30 fans for the Royal Rumble would not be a somewhat entertaining podcast for people who are into that, obviously.
Sure.
There's got to be a fan for every single wrestler.
Oh, you don't understand. One interesting thing. Don't worry. We're not going to talk too much about wrestling. If you're tuning in for football, we're actually going to talk football. With the wrestlers, like, the least popular guy that you saw on the Rumble has like 800,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
So yes, everyone is somebody's favorite.
So what we're going to do this week is we're going to hop right into our bet of the week, because it's going to be a doozy. And we're going to go through some of the prop bets, some of the ridiculous and some of the less ridiculous prop bets for the Super Bowl. And we'll see where Akiva and I want to put our money, or our fake money anyway, where our mouths are.
Do you have the standings and how much money? No, it's not fake money, first of all. It's real money.
Well, each individual prop is not real money, but the overall winner of our bet. That's true.
So who owes the other person money right now between me and you?
Nobody owes anybody money. We were tied. We tied and coaches fired. You won the MLB Hall of Fame prediction. The NFL Hall of Fame prediction we'll find out this weekend. And I won the conference championship touchdowns. So it's 1-1-1 with one pending.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we said that nobody has to pay until someone owes the other person $100.
Yeah. Well, we might never be. You know, I had in 12th grade, a friend of mine, Rafi Rossman, and I, we ditched first period every single day and we would play ping pong instead. Mm-hmm. And we had like a ping pong tournament going back and forth between the two of us. And neither one of us ever took more than like a 1 or 2 game lead. So at some point, I don't know how many we played total, but it was something like 45-44, something like that. So if you're saying it has to be like a win by 10 scenario, because each week we have a $10 bet, one of us would have to go on a pretty big losing streak to cash in.
Yeah, okay.
But all right, okay, so let's go. Let's hop right in. We have a list of spreads. If you go online, you can find some of the even more ridiculous ones.
Yeah, I'd also add, I think I've said this to you in previous years, but I make for the Super Bowl party that I'll go to, I'll make like a game of 25 prop bets.
It's a lot of fun.
And everyone fills it out.
Yeah.
And whoever you know, does best wins. So if there's a listener who wants it, just tweet at me and I'll email you this year's when I make it up later in the week.
Yeah, and it's much better than like just doing the box game or whatever most people do. I will say I'm happy, you know, when I guessed the spread for the Super Bowl, I guessed Panthers at 6 and was Panthers at 3.5. And then it ended up now it came back to 6. So I was right eventually, just not right away. Okay, fine. So let's jump right into the props. The first one, of course, as it is every year, is the opening coin toss. Okay, you want to take heads or tails?
Well, I should add that the game that I make up, I always leave out heads or tails. One, because there's always a few stragglers filling it out during the coin toss, and I don't want to leave it in. And two, because it's total luck, so I don't even want to pick heads or tails.
As opposed to the rest of these, which are 100% skill?
It's all skill. Everything else after this is skill, but not this.
Okay, so Akiva refuses to even participate in
yes.
the first prop.
Yeah, listen, I don't dignify that bet.
You know, one of my favorite props, which is not on this list, again, because this is an official list from a Las Vegas casino, is the over-under of the amount of time of the national anthem. Now, do we know who's singing the national anthem yet?
No, I have no idea. I think it's O.J. Simpson. I'm not sure.
Because that can range from like 90 seconds to like 2 minutes and 15 seconds, depending on who's singing it.
But you know how holograms are in?
Yeah.
And you know, it's the 25th anniversary of the famous Whitney Houston national anthem that's considered the best.
Yeah.
What if they like made a hologram Whitney and that sang the national anthem? Wouldn't that be huge?
Bring Whitney back?
No, like a hologram, yeah. Same way they did a hologram Tupac.
Yeah. But then she'd just be repeating the same performance that she did 25 years ago.
It's, I don't know how it works. I don't have the logistics down, but okay. I feel like that would, like, what could you do to bring in people who wouldn't watch the Super Bowl? I feel like that would bring in a few people who would not watch the Super Bowl.
I don't know. Who's not watching the Super Bowl but for the national anthem? I'm not sure that's a huge
There's people
market.
Who like the commercials in the halftime show.
Yeah.
I don't know who's watching it this year. I don't know who doesn't watch the Super Bowl but will watch for Coldplay this year, but that's another story.
Yeah, but there's people who definitely watch to see the halftime show, right?
Right.
But like, the national anthem has yet to be confirmed, it says.
Oh, wow. So maybe it is. By the way, if it's a Whitney Houston hologram, then I should go to Vegas right now and bet on all these.
Yeah.
Things,
by the way, the last, according to Odds Shark, which is an online non-Vegas casino, the average time for the last 10 Super Bowls anthems has been 1 minute 57 seconds.
Yeah.
So as I said, it can go from a minute and a half to 2:15, depending on who the singer is.
Yeah.
I think usually like 1:54, something like that, is a good.
The problem with this bet pre-Twitter was that you had to like time it, or else you would never know really. Now you could just like search on Twitter and there'll be 100 people telling you how long it was.
Yeah.
But back then you really had to have someone who's willing to sit there with a stopwatch. Yeah. It was super annoying.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the fun. Okay, so I just sent you a link to Bovada's prop bets.
Okay.
These are better, so let's do these instead.
All right, we're on to Bovada's.
Okay. All right. So the first prop bet here, and this is really skipping to the end of the game, but it's will Peyton Manning announce his retirement in the post-game interview?
Oh, I love that. I mean, it's a cool bet.
So here's the thing about this bet, though, Akiva. It says must be on live broadcast. Do they mean it has to be on the field, like as you're interviewing on the field, as opposed to in the post-game press conference? Because that'll also be on live TV, but that might not be on CBS.
No, I think they mean on CBS.
So that would require, A, the Broncos winning, because otherwise he's not being interviewed. Right?
He'd basically have to be MVP.
Well, he wouldn't have to be MVP. If they win the game, he's going to be interviewed no matter what.
Where?
On the stand. He's absolutely going to be interviewed on the stand, whether he's the MVP of the game or not.
I can't imagine he says, because at most then he's getting one question. And I can't imagine he says it then.
I don't know.
Especially after how mad he is about, like,
well, here's the thing.
The fact that what he said to Belichick.
I don't think he's going to make the announcement right there at that moment. It's the kind of...
Oh, and you know Jeter already called him this week, or whoever works for Jeter's website, and said, hey, why don't you announce it? If you're retiring, announce it on the Players Tribune.
Yep. Okay, so I think we're both going to go for no for this one. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. The next one, a corollary. Will Peyton Manning be seen crying at any point during the entire broadcast?
Again, the odds of this are so high that it's I do like their note, which is live pictures only, must clearly see a tear.
Yeah. See, the tears.
So if it's a so there's no way the answer is yes, because it doesn't include replays. And usually that's where you'd catch someone crying on a replay.
And also, like, there might be like a sniffle, but like a physical tear, like a liquid tear. I mean, that's.
Can you imagine the arguments?
Yeah. Well, wasn't there a fight a couple of years ago about what color the Gatorade was? Because it wasn't clear if it was like.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a random color.
All right. So we're both going to go no for this one also, unfortunately. So let's see where we can find some disagreements here. Easy money on Peyton Manning, though, so far for both of us. Okay. How many times will dab or dabbing be said by the announcers during the broadcast? So the over-under set at 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go under. You always go under with these things, especially with names. Like, Michaels might say something 10 times just to make some, you know, just to, like, play with the batters. But Nance isn't going to say
it. I think you're right. I think the problem here is that it's Nance. And so I think I'm going to have to agree with you. Nance is not the kind of guy who is holding by dabbing, as they say. I don't know if this is on the list, but I'm just going to say over-under 0.5. How many times will Nance discuss the Peyton Manning HGH scandal?
I think he mentioned it in the last game. I think he did in the AFC Championship game. I do think he like quickly glossed over it. Whereas in the second round, whatever that was in week 17, that he refused to talk about it.
All right. Okay. How many times will Cam Newton do the open shirt Superman motion during the game? The over under here is 2.5. And I think, again, you got to go under here, because if he scores, first of all, he has to score at least 3 touchdowns to get the over, right?
Yeah, this seems like a ridiculously high number. I wonder, they must have some inside info. Like, does he repeat it again on the sideline after he does it? Like, how is it possible that he would do it 3 times?
And also, like, yeah, he has other dances, and I'm sure he has a special one for the Super Bowl.
Oh, no question.
All right, so we don't have a disagreement here. Hopefully this next one, we'll have a disagreement. If Steph Curry is shown on TV during the broadcast...
Well, is he going to the game?
I assume he's going to the game. The game is in... I mean, he lives in the Bay Area. The game's in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, okay, so he's going to be there... What jersey will he be wearing?
All right, so we have personalized Carolina Panthers Steph Curry jersey is 1-1.
He must own that for that to be 1-1.
Well, I'm sure they could send him one, but that seems a little egotistical of him, right? I would assume he's wearing the Cam Newton jersey, which is 3-1. No jersey is at 2-1. He is an adult man who wears a jersey every other day of his life, so maybe he doesn't want to wear one. And then any other Panthers jersey is 5-1. I think I'm going to go with Cam.
Well, are you coming out with an anti-jersey stance right now?
You know, my stance here is that I'm an adult man. I should not be wearing somebody's jersey. I'm not their girlfriend. I don't wear it.
Well, why not? At a game, you don't wear... If you went to a Vikings game, you wouldn't put on a Vikings jersey?
If I go to a Vikings game in enemy territory, then I need...
Wait, this is crazy that you wouldn't wear a Vikings jersey.
No, I'm sorry.
I mean, the problem is your only relevant player is a child abuser, so you can't wear his jersey anymore.
No, I don't wear any... Okay, so first of all, I'm going to go on a...
You don't own a Teddy Bridgewater jersey?
I do not. Had I gone to the Super Bowl, I would have purchased one.
Well, in this fantasy world that the Vikings made the Super Bowl?
You know... Everybody in Minnesota, it's funny because everybody in Minnesota just took for granted that the Vikings would have been in the NFC title game this year if not for the Blair Walsh miss. We're like, oh, well, for sure we would beat Arizona because, you know, we played them before. They played so badly against Green Bay. And then, well, it's hard to say we would beat Carolina because they won by 40 points, but it's possible. So it's funny in the Homer world in Minnesota, everybody just takes for granted that the Vikings should have been in the NFC title game. I'm not going to go that far.
Okay.
But
all right. So anyway, what's your bet on this?
Well, hold on. So let's go back to the jersey. So you like to wear jerseys a lot as an adult?
I mean, Only when I go to a Jets game.
Feel weird? When you go to a Jets game in New York?
Yeah, of course. Of course I don't feel weird. Half the stadium is wearing a Jets jersey. Well, that, and it's the only place that's normal to wear.
If I'm in Minnesota, where, like, if you're in the home field, there's no reason to wear the home colors because everybody already knows who you're rooting for. You only need to really...
No, it's a green out. What are you talking about? I don't even...
You only really need to wear the colors when you're on the road. Also, keep in mind, I'm almost always on the road because I don't live in Minnesota anymore.
Yeah, so. this is not even a hot take. This is ice cold, your take.
I'm an adult man. I'm not wearing the shirt that another adult man wears professionally to his job. Generally speaking.
No, please.
But yes, but again, the problem is that the Vikings jerseys I own are Randy Moss, who left Minnesota twice ignominiously, and Adrian Peterson, who's a child molester. And both of my children own Adrian Peterson jerseys, which they can't wear either. So you're right. That is a slight issue. But all right, so I'm going to go with Steph Curry will be wearing a Cam Newton jersey at 3-1. What say you?
So you're saying Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And I'm saying if they show him, no jersey.
So you're going no jersey, 2-1. All right.
Yeah, no jersey.
Okay. Yeah, and either-
I like the next prop the most.
All right, you want to read it?
Yes. Will Mike Carey be wrong about a challenge? And I like the note, he must be consulted on live broadcast and clearly take a stance on his position. If not consulted, there's no action on the bet.
So have you read some of the articles, sort of the backlash this week about how he's actually not wrong very often? He's only been wrong twice.
Yeah. I think B.O.B. posted that article.
So that's a conspiracy theory that I keep it as a buy.
No. I've never seen him be right once.
So yeah, according to statistically, they said he's been right 90% of the time this year.
At best 50%. At best 50. Maybe they're counting like times that he's not invited.
I don't know. The
yes.
numbers that I read said there were 44 times when he took a clear position and 40 of the times he was correct. He was incorrect in two very high profile cases, including one obviously in the AFC title game. So, but I'm gonna trust the conspiracy, and I will say no, he will not be wrong.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes, he will definitely be wrong of at least one.
He will be boring for sure.
Oh yeah,
he will make no sense. You know, that's the thing. Even if he's not wrong all the time, he's not good on TV. Unfortunately for him. All right.
Okay.
Here's the next one. Tough thing to root for. Will there be an earthquake during the game?
There's not even a no prop, so I don't even know how you bet on this.
Well, how would it be no? Like 1,000,000 to 1. Like,
yes, it's 10-1. So
it's only 10-1.
I went to college with a guy who'd bet on this, and he'd be in the paper the next day, like he's been a couple times.
I think the guy you're referencing, yes, has twice won $50,000 for predicting that the first score of the game would be a safety.
Yeah.
So, but look, obviously, this is a reference to 1989 in the World Series. I don't know. Is February a big season for earthquakes? Are earthquakes even a seasonal thing?
I have no idea.
Do we have a geologist who listens to the podcast?
Probably.
Do we have a person who's graduated with a
degree? I don't know. I don't know if we have a person who listens at this
point. Okay, so we're going to skip that prop. Will the Panthers player who scores their first TD give the football to a boy or a girl?
See, they need more data here. Like, is a 17-year-old a boy or a girl? Like, is it 18? Is it 21? Is it 13?
Well, but the Panthers' custom is that they give it to a young child.
Yeah, but I'd like a cutoff here before I wagered my hard-earned money on this.
So you want it to be boy, girl, or adult?
No, I want them to say how old the person is, and then, you know, some reporter can go down and find out how old the kid is.
There's also a big issue here, if I may be frank, which is it's not always easy to determine gender.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see. I thought it was boy or girl, like a child. But here you're saying, will it be? So essentially, this is a man or a female.
This is gender. And I'm saying, like, you can't always tell gender of like a 6-year-old kid if you see him for like 1 or 2 seconds. So this might cause controversy as well.
That's absurd. You could find it on like a different angle or something. I don't. That's not the issue. But we live in a post-gender society, so I don't even understand this question.
I once went skiing when I was about 11 or 12. You know, I went skiing with my family, but at the beginning of each day skiing, I'd first take a class. So I was hanging out with a couple kids on this class, and it's cold when we're skiing in Minnesota. And so, you know, you have the hat, you have the scarf, you have the face mask, like, you know, with the reflective glasses. So basically, my point is you couldn't see any part of a person's face. Mm-hmm. And one of the people in our group who I was having a good time with and was talking to a lot the whole time, his or her name was Casey. And I really did not know if it was a boy or a girl because we're like 11 and you can't really tell through a snowsuit. I mean, you can't even tell, you know, at all, you know. So I hung out with this person for like 2 or 3 hours that day, the entire time not knowing his or her gender. So, you know, if Casey were to get a ball, we wouldn't know necessarily. Because we live in a post-gender society and Akiva is a egalitarian, progressive gentleman on gender issues. Do you want to skip this prop altogether?
Yep, totally. Let's do it.
All right, next. How many times will the Golden Gate Bridge be shown during the broadcast? Over, under, half.
The problem with this is that the note is from kickoff to final whistle. because it is the type of thing that they might show, like, cutting into the first break, because it's going to be shown,
yeah,
I think.
It's just to me, but so when it says halftime does not count, so what about the commercial coming out of halftime going into halftime?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
If the clock reads 15:00 as opposed to the clock reading halftime, does that count?
Yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense. But if I had to bet here, whose turn is it to go first here?
I don't know.
Are we still guessing?
I'll take the over.
Okay, so I'll go under half, just because the rules are too complicated from them.
Yeah, there's going to be controversy here. We're going to have to go back to Bovada to see what results they gave. Okay, how many times will John Fox be said during the broadcast? Remember, he has coached both of these teams to the Super Bowl in their last Super Bowl appearance. The over-under set at one. It's -140 for the over.
But it's probably going to be one and then no one wins. I feel like this is a lame bet.
Yeah, it'd be hard for him to get mentioned twice. And also, it does specifically say John Fox in quotation marks. So they can't just say Coach Fox or Fox. Which means in one conversation, they wouldn't say his full name twice, although in the National Football League, announcers do like to say extra words such as the National Football League.
Oh, Phil Simms could say it twice accidentally in one sentence.
All right, so you're going to go with the over then?
This is a stay away, but I'll pick first, so I'll go with the under. I say they don't say his name.
Okay, we're both taking the under. How many times will Archie Manning be shown on TV during the broadcast? Here, the over-under is 1.5, and I think that's way too low. They love Archie Manning.
What if Peyton's not the story at all? What if, like, they get killed, but it's not his fault, which is very possible?
But he's still going to be shown at least once early in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eli's there. The mom.
Is he, like, well? Has he been around recently? I haven't, like, paid attention. Because sometimes these older guys, you don't see that much.
I see what you're saying.
And he's not even the son they like, right? Isn't Eli the one they really like?
No. Archie likes Peyton the most. Olivia likes Eli because he's the baby, and the mom always likes the baby the most.
No one likes Cooper.
Well, sorry, Cooper. You're not an NFL quarterback. All right, so I'm going to take the over here. But you, I think it sounds like you want the under for health reasons.
Not for health reasons. I just feel like the older he gets, like, the more likely he is to be in a suite. Maybe they can't find him. I guess it's probably not going to be cold.
And it does say until final whistle. So if the Broncos winning at the end of the game and the clock's running, they'll show him. But if they win right at the end of the game, they won't show him probably. So
yeah, you get first pick, but I would go under here. Right, you can do what you want.
No, I'll take the over. I'll take the over. That's fine.
All right, so under 1.5. Because even if he gets shown once, I'm still looking good.
All right, how many times will John Elway be shown on TV during the broadcast? He's at 2.5.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, does he come down when they're winning? I think he does come down to the sideline sometimes.
I think these always end up lower than you expect.
Well, they're good at what they do. Yeah. Like, it's 2.5 because the average is somewhere between 2 and 3, probably.
Oh, I'm the room. I'm going to go over again here. What about you?
I'm going under. You always go under with the TV.
Yeah,
things.
I think you're right.
Sometimes, like, someone jokingly mentions it to the announcer during the week, and then he has it in his head not to bring it up at all.
Inside information. That's insider trading.
Oh, no, I don't know. I've never heard that. I'm just guessing.
All right. Okay. The next one is, will the announcers mention that Gary Kubiak was John Elway's backup during the broadcast?
Ah, that's absurd.
Yeah. I'm going to say no here. Are we in agreement?
Is there a who cares?
Yeah. That's a better bet.
All right. So I'll say yes. I don't know. No, I'm just going no also.
Okay. Okay. What color? Now I see they don't say Gatorade anymore. They're more non-specific.
Yeah. It's like Red Bull, I think, now.
What color will the liquid be that is poured on the winning coach? So we have orange is a heavy favorite. Followed by blue, then clear. Clear is lame. I guess it's water. Yellow, red, green, and green and purple are the long shots here. So you want to pick a color first?
First of all, have you noticed a lot of Gatorade baths recently? I feel like in the last few seasons in pro football, we've gone away from
not
Gatorade.
As prominent as it used to be. Yeah. Mike Zimmer did get Gatorated, I think, when the Vikings beat the Packers to win the division.
Oh, I thought he did like 30 seconds before the end of the Seahawks game. They Gatorated him.
That would have been highly unfortunate.
I'm going to go clear because it could, you know, that covers water also. And I think the last time it happened, it was clear.
Yeah, that's a good bet, I think, for that reason. Is it orange and blue are the most favorite two? Does that have anything to do with the fact that the Broncos colors?
Oh, that's good. No, I think it's just those are the most popular. Like, blue is the most popular Gatorade, I think.
Oh, I thought red was. Or orange.
Oh, yeah, then why is red 6-1? Maybe there's some real value in red.
All right, well, I'm going with red. You just turned me on to it. But you're sticking with clear?
Yeah, I'm going with clear. In honor of Peyton Manning, who loves the clear.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Low blow. All right. Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first? 2-1, we have God and his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
6-1 is the fans / the city. 15-2 is his coach. 15-1 is his family. And then 9-4, he doesn't mention anyone above. He mentions only himself.
I'm going off the board. 30-1, his pet.
All right. I'll allow it.
No, I'm not doing that. Well, like, who are the most likely MVPs? Is Cam Newton a religious guy? I have no idea.
But do you mention God before you mention your teammates?
And does Peyton Manning mention God? I don't think he does.
It's more of a black guy thing than a white guy thing. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all, you racist. You better cut that out.
Why is that racist? I'm religious. I like religious people.
I don't even all see right. color. I don't even know what you are. But I think...
Well, let me ask you. Akiva, you win the Super Bowl MVP. Who are you thanking first?
Myself. Yeah.
And then who comes second?
No, nobody else. I'm going with does not mention anyone else at 9-4.
I think team is the safer bet here. I'm not sure why God is such a high favorite. I think God does get a shout out, but I don't think he goes first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Coldplay, so I'm not going to win this one. Which song will Coldplay play first during the halftime show?
I think they usually start with a song people know and then go into the new stuff. That would be like what I would do, I guess. Because you want to get their attention.
Well, 2-1, the heavy favorite on the board is Adventure of a Lifetime. What's that song?
That's probably their new single. Which means that they'll play it, but that doesn't mean they're going to play it first, because you want to get people in with your most famous
song. Hold on, let's hear a little bit of Adventure of a Lifetime. But come alive again.
I'll sing it for you.
Is it that song?
Yeah, that you just, that's every call.
Isn't that one of their songs? Right. Any listeners we had have now tuned out with both of us doing our terrible singing. All right, I'll go with Head Full of Dreams, because I think it's just... Well,
that must be one of their new singles, because I don't even know that one. That must be one of the new ones with Adventure.
I want the heavy odds here, so I'm going with Head Full of Dreams. What about you?
I'm going to go Viva La Vida. I feel like that's generic enough for the Super Bowl.
All right.
5-1.
All right, that's a solid bet as well. Okay, what color... Wait, Beyonce's involved in the halftime show?
Oh, yeah, it's Beyonce with Coldplay. I mean, Coldplay with Beyonce.
Well, they probably hang out every Sunday afternoon anyway, so...
Yeah, they're watching football.
Yeah. What color will Beyonce's footwear be when she comes on stage for the halftime show?
Who cares? Can we skip this?
So you skip all the fun ones. All right. Will Left Shark make an appearance on stage during the Super Bowl halftime show? I just want to point out that the odds for this are higher than the odds for there being an earthquake.
An earthquake? Yeah, see, this is sucker bets. Like, getting someone to bet on the earthquake is just like a free $100 for Vegas. Same thing here. There's no way. Because didn't Left Shark, like, go, wasn't he, like, drunk or he went off?
No, he went rogue. Like, that's why he became so popular.
He went rogue. Yeah. So there's no way that they're, even, I know it doesn't have to be the same guy in the shark costume, but I don't think they're going to reward it.
Haven't we learned our lesson from the NHL All-Star Game that when the fans make demand, sometimes the league just caves?
I thought the lesson was that when there's a cover-up, you shouldn't cover it up and then you should apologize afterwards.
Yeah.
We learned different lessons from that.
All right, so we're skipping Left Shark.
Yeah, and how many viewers will the Super Bowl have as the next prop? But let's skip that one, because I don't like anything that can't be decided until Monday.
By the way, which region will have a higher Nielsen rating? It's obviously Denver over Charlotte, right? I mean,
why is that?
Because Broncos fans are more serious fans than Panthers fans.
True. Yeah, but doesn't Denver have a lot of transplants?
I don't know. How many wings will...
I feel like a lot of people move to...
I like how many wings will Buffalo Wild Wings sell on Super Bowl day.
Yeah, they're like, when do you find out the answer to that one? Like at their Q3 report in July? I don't understand how you figure that one out.
Okay, so we're skipping some of these. All right, now we're getting to the game. The coin toss, okay. Akiva has already fought off, unfortunately.
Yep, fought off the coin toss.
He refuses to engage and have fun. Will the referee redo the coin toss even less?
See, again, this is money stealing. 20-1. There's a better chance of an earthquake and Left Shark at phenomenal. The same time than the referee redoing the coin toss.
Okay.
Again, we've watched football a million times. I think I've only seen that once. Yeah. So.
But I do like how many... I like the fact that we have many coin toss props. Will the team that chooses heads or tails in the coin toss be correct?
I mean, it's the same thing. I'm not dignifying that one.
All right. Will you say which team wins the coin toss?
No, I will not.
What about the team that wins the coin toss? Will they choose to defer or do they want
the
ball?
Is that a bet even? That's not even a bet.
Oh, okay.
You made that up.
All right, fine. So Akiva refuses to gamble on the coin toss. Will the team that wins the coin toss win the game? Are you going to make a bet on that one or no?
No, because it's all anything coin toss related. No, will the team that scores first win the game? We can skip down to and go to there.
So who's going to score first of all?
All right, so who gets this, you or me?
Well, again, we can make the same bet if we want.
Oh, man. Can you pipe some of these people down, please?
Shh. Kobe, shush. Which team will score first in the game, Carolina or Denver? Carolina's at -150. Denver's at +120.
You don't have an office somewhere?
Yeah, you don't like my internet service in the office.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going over there, though, because it's too loud.
Isn't that going to be in the podcast, like this kid yelling? Kobe and Eris, pipe down.
All right. I've ditched them both. Okay. So, Akiva, which team scores first in the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I'm going to say the Panthers.
I'll say the Broncos. I get a little bit of points here.
And this is any points. This could be a 2 or a 3 or a 7.
Yeah, and we've seen a 2 in several Super Bowls.
So the Panthers are the favorite there. And yeah, I'm going Panthers. Yeah.
All right. Will the team that scores first win the game?
Well, I don't. And see, now I can't say that because I already said who I think is going to score first. So now we got to skip that one. Spoiler alert.
Well, no, I don't think so, because you can predict that Carolina is going to score first and win the game, but also think, but if Denver scores first, I think they're going to win, you know.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, whoever scores first will win, so I say yes. Okay. Great point.
All right, I'm going to say no. I think we're going to have a comeback. Actually, no, I'm going to say yes. Total points, over under Carolina is at 24.5. I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, they've been scoring a lot. I'm going to say over, even though not a lot of teams have scored 25 on the Broncos this year.
All right, now I like the half points. First half points for Carolina, 11.5 over under.
It's very low.
Yeah, well, I guess they give them 13 in the second half, 11.5 in the first half.
Yeah, last time the Panthers were in the Super Bowl, they had 3 points in the fourth quarter, and they ended with 29.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a throwback. I don't know if Delhomme is walking out on the field this year.
When's the last time Carolina scored 11 points or fewer in the first half?
It's a good question. Obviously not in the playoffs.
Yeah. Maybe that Atlanta game?
Probably the Atlanta game. They scored like 10 points the whole game, so probably that game.
Yeah, so the Atlanta game was 7-7 at the half. In fact, they didn't score 13 points until the fourth quarter of that game. So it could happen.
Yeah, but I'm going to say not today. I'm going to go over. Where are you going there?
Ooh. Well, take the under. Give us some more action.
All right, but now we got to skip the Broncos' total points. I don't know how you're going to justify that. That wouldn't ruin our picks if we go. Because if we go under, that means we think they're losing. So we got to skip that.
Well, I'm going over. I'm saying it right now. Give me the over, baby.
All right. So then give me the under just as a counterpoint.
All right. And in the first half, 9.5, I'm going to go over for that one. I think Denver's going to take the lead in this game.
Ooh, boy. Fine. I'll go over too.
So you think they have a quiet second half. Will there be a score in the first half of the first quarter? It's the first 7.5 minutes of the game. On the other side, I saw it was like 5 minutes a game. So here you're getting 7.5 minutes. That's a long time. I'm going to go yes.
Yeah. I mean, you could have one long drive that ends up with like, a punt from the 40.
Well, no, but it. Even the drive could take more than 7.5 minutes. They might score 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes, there will be a score in the first half of the first quarter.
Fine. I'm going to switch to no then so we get some action there. My beliefs aren't that strong, obviously. Will there be a score in the first 90 seconds of the game?
Well, that's 10-1.
Yeah.
I don't think either of us, if we're doing being realistic, right. I don't think either of us want to bet on that.
Okay, which will be the highest scoring quarter?
Ah, perfect.
The first quarter is at 5-1. The second quarter is at 8-5. The third quarter is at 9-2. And the fourth quarter, which it usually is, unless it's a blowout, is 5-2.
A lot of value in the third quarter if it's a close game, though.
Yeah.
Because close game, I don't think it matters as much.
Well, no, the close game is when the fourth quarter is more. If it's a blowout, the fourth quarter doesn't matter, I don't think.
No, wrong, because then you have a lot of prevent defenses. Like, look at the Bucks-Raiders Super Bowl, where, the Bucks are getting 2 pick-sixes, and then they're just letting the Raiders score and get back into it, things like that.
Here's the thing. If it's something like the Seahawks-Broncos Super Bowl of 2 years ago, if this is the last game of Peyton Manning's career and he's losing by 30, I don't think he's sticking around for garbage time in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you could be right. We could see Osweiler. Yeah. So I'm going with the value here. I'm going
You're
with
the third quarter.
Well, no, the first quarter is even higher odds. Oh, yeah. The first quarter is 5-1.
Yeah, that's actually interesting. Because
all
right, so you're gonna go with quarter number one.
I would bet like a little on the first then and on the third.
All right, but you can take both. You want to put money on both?
Fine, I'll take first and third. Yes. All right. I'll put $1,000 fake dollars on both.
Well, I'm just doing $100 on each of these bets because it's going to get too complicated if we're doing different numbered wagers. All right. In that case, okay. I'll take the second and the fourth. I'm rooting for a close game, which means that I think that there will be scores late in the game. Will either team score 3 unanswered times in the game?
And this usually happens.
Yeah. It happens more often than you think, for sure.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, I'll say no. Again, let's keep things interesting. All right, will there be a score in the final 2 minutes of the first half? Heavy money on yes. You got to go -280.
Yeah, so I'm going to say yes.
All right. Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, no, the first half, I'm going to say no. I thought you'd get either half in this bet.
I'm going no. Only first half. All right, this is always one of my favorite bets, by the way.
Yeah. And by the way, this moves from year to year depending on the teams.
Yeah.
Because this is sometimes 46.5.
Yeah, I thought I remember being like 42, 43.5.
Because I have all my old sheets of like, going back to the Steelers-Seahawks Super Bowl when I've been doing the prop bet game.
So, my claim to fame up until a couple of years ago was that I had never seen a complete Super Bowl in my life.
What does that even mean?
We had this when I guested on your 32 Fans in 32 Days podcast 5 years ago. I said that and you were shocked at the time.
Yeah, but I also probably wasn't listening and now I forgot. So tell me.
Because what I said at the time is I'm not really a football fan. I'm a Vikings fan. And every year the Vikings.
But what do you do? Like, what are you like watching a movie?
The Vikings
at
have a painful collapse in the Super Bowl. I mean, in the playoffs at some point, and I get bitter and decide I don't want to watch Super Bowl, and then I'll watch bits and pieces.
Right. I felt that way a little bit about the playoffs. I mean, I watched, but I had no rooting interest. Yeah, I was
Well, but
on
the other challenge is now I got kids.
What do you do that like? Don't you go to Super Bowl parties sometimes?
Not since I had kids. Well, I went to one. Like,
you don't go to Super Bowl parties anymore?
The last
you watch a Super Bowl by yourself.
The last 2 years, I went to a Super Bowl party in my building. And I hated it because nobody was watching the game and they were all just talking. And I like to watch the game.
Well, the difference is if you're going to a Super Bowl party in your building, it's probably a lot of casuals.
Yeah.
So you're also not going to enjoy the dumb comments.
This is the thing. If I'm watching the game, I'm watching the game. And I don't like the casuals. And I like a party where you have one room for the more serious fans and one room, you know,
sure,
for the less serious fans. The Super Bowl parties that I've gone to the last couple of years since I had kids are not exactly friendly for those who are actually interested in watching the game.
But you still have friends. Like, ostensibly, one of them must still have a Super Bowl party.
Yeah,
you can
but it's
go
a
to.
Schlep with my kids.
And what do you do? Like, you just eat, like, regular food? You eat, like, Sunday night dinner?
Yeah, my,
you don't have special food at
my
least?
My wife is working Sunday night. I got to watch these kids by myself. It's not exactly.
She's working during the Super Bowl? Is she a linesman in the NFL? What is she doing?
No, she is not a linesman in the NFL.
Is she the clock lady?
I actually said to her, my brother-in-law is also working that night, and he's a lawyer. And I said, oh, so you're not going to watch Super Bowl? He's like, yeah, I guess not.
That's crazy. Why does he work on Sunday night?
Well, because he's got a big blank confidential Monday morning. So, bad timing by his client, I suppose.
But listen, you have to go to a Super Bowl party. I'm stopping this.
You want to provide a babysitter for my kids?
Are you invited to? Oh, because you're staying home watching them.
Yeah, my wife is going to be working. I got to deal with the kids.
There must be a family-friendly Super Bowl party you're invited to. Like, at this
yeah,
point,
I know, but those are the ones that are boring because you can't actually watch the game is what I'm saying.
It's better than staying home. You have to watch your kids at least, like, I don't know what your kids, like, if I don't know, like, how old they are or if they're cute or anything, but... Like, if they're cute or if there's other kids there, like, people could play with them or some, like, you know, some person could, like, you're like, hey, look, he's cute, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
but the
blah,
point
blah.
Is, Akiva, I want to
entertain him for five minutes while
you
eat.
The thing is, I want to watch the game, and I can't watch the game. If I go to a party with other kids, which is what I did the last couple of years, I went there for a few minutes, hated it, and bailed. And the reason was because I couldn't watch the game, and I had to watch my kids. And even if I wasn't watching my kids, I couldn't watch the game because everybody was talking and chatting and wanting to be social. And then I'm antisocial because I actually want to watch the game. And then if I make, you know, it was with people who weren't serious football fans. Unfortunately, that's the state of my life at the moment. So I think the game starts at like 6:30. So I will put my kids to bed, hopefully in the first quarter. And then I will watch the rest of the game, sadly, by myself.
I've never been happier that my wife is a housewife. That she's happy to watch the kids during any Super Bowl or a football game. I think first of all, let me say the opposite. I have missed maybe 5 minutes of any Super Bowl action since the 49ers-Broncos Super Bowl in January of 1989. The only Super Bowl action I've ever missed was I was coming back from my grandparents. We got stuck in a ton of traffic for one of the Bills, I think the first Bills-Cowboys Super Bowl. And then when I was in Israel in the year abroad, the Bucks-Raiders game, we were out at a teacher's house and I left when it was like 49-21 or something, you know, very late in the game. But so that's literally the only seconds of the Super Bowl I've missed in the last, 27 Super Bowls.
What's the first Super Bowl that you remember watching?
Niners-Broncos with the Michael Jackson halftime show.
Oh, okay. Wait, that was the halftime show where he did nothing for the first like 10 seconds? People thought he was like frozen or dead or something?
I don't remember that. I was still sick.
I
just know you had to get 3D glasses from like Blockbuster.
What I remember is the halftime show started and he just stood there not moving for like 10 seconds and people were freaking out, like, because I was at a Super Bowl party that year and my friend's parents were like, what the hell is going on? And then he started dancing. The first Super Bowl I have a lot of memories about though, really. I remember nothing about the Norwood kick game. The next year, though, the Super Bowl was in Minneapolis, and so I went to a whole bunch of the, you know, the Super Bowl festivities that week, and that game I vividly remember the whole game, including Thurman Thomas losing his helmet.
Well, let me correct. The Niners Broncos game is definitely the first Super Bowl I watched. But
Michael Jackson was during the game that I'm talking about, the Redskins game.
Yeah, but I'm mixing up which one Michael Jackson.
Yeah, because I'm saying the first Super Bowl I vividly remember is the 1991 season, and that's when Michael Jackson appeared. What's the earliest they remember being a sports fan in general for like one of your teams?
I remember the Mets Dodgers 88. NLCS game was on when I was at my grandfather's house, but I couldn't watch. It was Saturday afternoon. So I do remember the idea that like there was a game on then when I had just turned five. But I went to a lot of Jets games in like the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
And Mets also. But so I that's, you know, probably about 1989. I remember reading on like MSG, which was, you know, or SportsCenter or something, that like Davey Johnson had been fired from the Mets and being like really upset about that. I'm not sure why. I don't know what year, maybe that was way later.
And we're the same age. We were both born in 1983, right?
Yes.
So my...
So that was 1990. He got fired in 1990. So things like that I remember really vividly.
Oh, 90 I remember vividly, yeah. My first memory, I remember... I don't remember watching the games, but I remember the parade for the Twins in 1987.
That's probably a false memory. You can't remember something from your, when you're 3 or 4.
Of course you can. I have lots of memories from preschool.
It's there's you probably pictures of it in your head. I mean, in your house, and that sort of reminds you of
disagree.
It. These are like, Akiva, these are false.
Akiva, I have many vivid memories from preschool, and I know that they're memories because
they're not vivid memories. They are. It's just, because I'll tell you what it is. It's a memory that you think of. And then it repeats in yourself.
First of all, some people have memories when they're 2. So that's definitely possible. The Twins World Series was, I was 4.5. So of course you have memories then. I mean, I remember my sister being born, which was earlier that summer when I was 4.
I do say to my kids sometimes, like, we'll be somewhere fun. We'll be at like Disney World. I'm like, ah, man, you're never going to remember
one thing. 4-year-olds remember everything. Wait, you don't remember school when you were 4? I remember like tons of like.
No, I don't even know what school I went to when I was 4.
Well, then you're an insane person.
Nobody remembers things from when they're 4.
Everybody remembers things from when they're 4. Normal people have a few fleeting memories from 3. And then certain people, not me, but I do know.
These are false memories that have been recycled in your head over and over.
One of my great memories from when I was 3 is. Yeah. It was.
And I bet if we called up your parents now.
No. I'll tell you.
They would give you 5 reasons why what you said is wrong. Even just like what happened before, the Michael Jackson 49ers Broncos game, which I always thought.
And I said to you, no, you're wrong. That was from 1991, which proves the fact that I have a good memory and that you have a bad memory. So that argument goes in my favor, not yours. But Akiva, the average person remembers things from when they're a few fleeting things, but the average person remembers everything from when they're 4. But I'll tell you, this is one of my favorite memories from when I was 3. Friday, my dad picked me up from school. We're walking in the parking lot towards the car, and I had some jelly beans. And I showed them to my dad. And my dad said to me, you know, the president likes to eat jelly beans. And the reason this is significant is because like 10 years later, I was in high school and in U.S. history, and we learned in passing that Ronald Reagan loved jelly beans. And I instantly had that deja vu flash in my head. I'm like, holy shit, I know this because my dad told me this when I was 3. And let me see, when I was 3, that was 1986. Oh, yeah, Ronald Reagan was president then. So that was the first presidential fact I ever knew, which is that Ronald Reagan liked jelly beans. But anyways.
Great story. Yeah,
compelling and rich. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard you say. You don't like chocolate is one thing, but you have no memories from when you're 4? That's crazy to me.
No, I probably do. I just don't know the school I went to. So I don't know, like, I don't even have a way to remember it. Because these memories are false. And if I remember the school, I would imprint memories in my head of what happened. But I don't know what the school looked like, so I can't, or who was with me.
I have memories of kids that were only in my class when I was 3, and I went to a different school when I was 3, and I remember kids from that class who weren't in my other classes.
Well, maybe you're a child prodigy.
No, people remember things from when they're 3, my friend. Longest touchdown yardage in the game, over under 44.5.
I feel like there's always a return or special teams play. I'm going to go over.
All right, I'm going to be unfun and say under. By the way, here's a funny thing, since I always, you know, famously hate the New York teams and really hate the local teams wherever I live. Before the Timberwolves got a team, which was in 1989, I was a Knicks fan. So this is in like 88. I was a Knicks fan. And the reason for this is because my parents were cheap and never got me the cool shoes. So they got me Orion shoes. Do you remember Orion?
I think it's Orion.
Well, whatever the hell it is. The only person who endorsed it was Patrick Ewing.
No, I don't remember them. I just know that O-R-I-O-N is always pronounced Orion. Oh. But dumb people who think that they remember things when they were 3 pronounce it Orion.
Well, whatever the hell it is, Patrick Ewing endorsed it. And so when I was like 4 or 5, I was a Knicks fan. Also, actually, this is another memory I have when I was – well, actually, I probably would have been 4 at this point, not 3. But I was shooting baskets in my backyard, and I said to my dad, what's the name of a basketball team? And my dad said to me, the New York Knickerbockers. And I thought that was a funny word. So that's why I actually became a Knicks fan, even before I got the Orion shoes, as us loyal Patrick Ewing Orion wears pronounced it. Okay. Will there be a penalty for excessive celebration? Yes or no? I mean, there never is in the Super Bowl. This is a dumb bet.
No, that's a dumb bet. Yeah. Skip.
Will either backup quarterback take a snap in the game? I think yes has a lot of value here because, as we said, if it's a blowout, I think that there's a chance that Osweiler comes into the game.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, but it is a cool bet.
Yeah, the truth is the odds 2-1 are not very favorable odds for the yes. I mean, how often does it happen in a Super Bowl? Significantly less than 50% of the time, right?
Yeah.
Less than a third of the time. So, okay, the total number of successful field goals. The over-under is 3.5.
I'm going to go under.
All right, I'll take the over. Longest successful field goal in the game. This is at 44.5, which is the same as the longest touchdown.
Hello?
I'll be done in a few minutes.
Yeah, my wife is yelling at me. Wait, hold on. Come here.
You heard it.
Come here. You want to hear the insane thing Akiva just said? Akiva has no memories from when he was 3.
Were you talking your wife or your son?
My wife.
No, nobody has any memories from when they were 3.
She said yes, he doesn't walk out. She doesn't care. She thinks you're just trolling me, basically, which is entirely possible. So wait, so longest successful field goal in the game? You going to go over or under?
Under.
Under. All right, I'll take the over then. Will there be a missed extra point? Exciting. We're seeing them more often these days.
No, there's not going to be a missed extra point.
Well, I'm going to say yes. I'm rooting for the missed extra point.
Okay.
All right. Total number of sacks, both teams combined, over under 5.5.
I feel like that could just the Panthers could sack Manning 5 times. So I'm going to go over.
All right. I'll take the under. It seems like a lot of sacks. Peyton doesn't get sacked that often. Will the Panthers as a team run for 100 yards or more? And this would be the 32nd consecutive game that they do. So the odds.
Yeah, I like when they throw a stat in there.
Yeah. Well, what they're really trying to do is push you to say yes, obviously. So, right?
Against an amazing run defense.
Yeah. Number one in the league run defense.
The odds aren't even great that they do it.
And they don't mention that stat, by the way, which is kind of funny, right?
No. Yeah, they're tricking you.
Why not mention both stats?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they're not going to run for 100 yards.
All right. That might bode badly for Panthers winning the game. But all right, so we're both going to say no on this one. Now let's get to the MVP odds. So the thing about the MVP odds for the Panthers is if the Panthers win, it has to be Cam Newton, right?
Maybe Kuechly has his third straight game with a pick six.
Even so, he's not getting it for what, you know, he'd have to have two interceptions. He'd have to force two turnovers.
I mean, Jonathan Stewart would have to go completely nuts. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine Olsen getting it for things that, you know, if Newton's throwing it to him.
Yeah. Cam Newton's at 5-7. Now, the interesting thing is Peyton Manning's at 11-4, but there's a lot of scenarios in which it's not Peyton Manning for the Broncos, right?
Yeah, I would love, if I was really high on the Broncos, then I would. Yeah, I would go. Von Miller's an awesome bet at 20.
So Von Miller would have been the MVP of the AFC title game if they did that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the thing is, it's so hard to predict a specific defensive player because it's usually
why don't they give out an MVP to the AFC and NFC championship games?
Well, I was going to say the opposite. It really annoys me that we give it to the ALCS and NLCS, and it really annoys me that we give in the NBA to the finals. What there should be is there should be a playoffs MVP award.
Yeah, I agree.
And as a Spurs fan, you should be annoyed about this also, because twice Tim Duncan did not get the MVP award, or last year when for some insane reason Andre Iguodala was NBA Finals MVP, which is an insane thing to do.
Yeah, he's not even owned in my fantasy.
It's an insane thing to do. First of all, LeBron should have been the MVP because, you know, it was insane what he did with nobody on his team against Golden State. But if you're going to have somebody for Golden State, yeah. But so you know, 1 year Tony Parker stole it from Tim Duncan. I think that was in 2005 against the Pistons. And then Kawhi stole it. Although I forget that year who deserved it more between Kawhi and Duncan. But it was probably Duncan.
And ironically, Duncan would have won in 2013 when he had 25 points at halftime of game 6. And yeah. I don't want to talk about the rest of the game.
Yeah. And then obviously I was bitter as a Kevin Garnett fan because in 2008, Paul Pierce got the MVP and he was really weak for most of that playoffs, you know, but he put up some decent numbers in the finals. So I don't like the fact that in baseball, we now have no award for the wild card, no award. And then all of a sudden we have no award for the divisional series. And then all of a sudden we have an award for the ALCS and NLCS and then an award for the World Series. Just have one award for all of the playoffs, I think, would make the most sense, because you have a regular season MVP, you have a playoff MVP. Yeah. And that's what hockey does, right?
The Conn Smythe Trophy. How about it would be great if they made it now and Goodell named it after himself? That would be the greatest troll move ever.
The Roger Goodell. Well,
that's the only way you could get me to watch like First Take the next.
So the thing is, who would be the MVP going into the Super Bowl? Who would be the playoff MVP right now? Because, you know, I assume it's Cam Newton, right?
Cam Newton, probably. Yeah. I mean, Von Miller, are you splitting it offense,
well,
defense,
here's the thing.
Like bowl
Cam
games
Newton
do?
Didn't have that great of a game against Seattle.
No.
He didn't do that much. They didn't really need him to because they jumped out of such a huge lead, and then they just sort of held on for dear life.
I mean, so Kuechly would get very strong consideration with two pick sixes.
Yeah. Well, are we going to skip Super Bowl MVP for now? Or do you want to put some money on one guy?
No, I'm saying I'm betting on Von Miller. Bet on someone outside a quarter.
20-1. All right, so that's a solid bet for you.
And Stewart at 22 is very good odds also.
No, I cannot see a scenario in which it's not Cam Newton.
If they play this game 22 times, is Stewart the MVP once?
No.
That's crazy.
No, I say no.
You could get the kicker at 66-1.
Graham Gano at 66-1.
Well, McManus would be the, you know, the Broncos, like, can't punch it in, but get 6 field goals and win 18-7.
Here's my question. CJ Anderson at 20-1. Ronnie Hillman at 66-1. What's that about?
I don't know, but I would never bet anything on a Bronco. Like, the best part about fantasy being over is not having to worry about who's the running back.
You know
what? Broncos.
You know who's betting on Ronnie Hillman to be the Super Bowl MVP?
Alex Chester. Okay, go for
this
it.
This guy right here. 66-1. He can't pull off 2 touchdowns, 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. You're telling me that can't happen?
What about Brandon Marshall? Because let's say something happens, the Jets cut him, and then there's 2 Brandon Marshalls in this game.
I was actually thinking about that. First, I'm like, 100-1, that's low. And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's the Broncos linebacker. All right. The first touchdown scorer. Should I double up on my Ronnie Hillman bet?
Go for it. What are Hillman's odds here?
He's at 14-1 here.
That's not even great.
I'm doubling. Yeah, the odds really aren't great. 14-1.
I'm going to go right against you and go with CJ Anderson at 9-1.
It's only double Cam Newton at 7-1, which is obviously a much, much better bet. All right, so we're both going to take some Broncos running backs. Okay, fine. So that's what we're doing over here. Okay, will Peyton Manning throw a pick six, also known as a taint, in this game?
No, because it's hard to do, and the odds are strongly against it.
But they're going to get a lot of money from idiots saying yes, right?
Yeah, they're trying to trick. You could see where they're tricking people here.
But the point, all prop bets, the only purpose of them is for Vegas to make money from dumb people.
Right.
That's the only purpose, yeah. Okay, so we're both going to say no on this one. Will Cam Newton break the Super Bowl record of most rushing yards by a QB? Which Steve McNair was 64. I'm surprised. I thought that might have been Steve Young. But Steve McNair had 64 in Super Bowl 34. Is that the Super Bowl that ended at the one-yard line?
34, yeah.
All right, so Steve McNair had 64 in that game. Will Cam Newton have more than 64 in this game? Remember, the Broncos defense only gave up like 84 a game this year. So I'm going to say no.
No, there's no way he's rushing for 65 yards.
All right. Total passing yards for Payne. The over-under is a 235.5.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe centimeters, I'd give him 235.5.
So you're taking the under here?
Yeah, of course. He hasn't hit 235.5 more than twice all year.
Is that true?
I just made that stat up, but I think it's true.
All right. You just convinced me. Cam's at 240.5.
I'm going to say he goes under also, but 235.5 is an insanely high number for Manning.
Okay. Total touchdown passes for Cam and for Peyton. Both of them, the over-under's at 1.5. I'm taking the over on both. How do you like that?
So two touchdown passes.
I'm predicting two touchdown passes from both of my quarterbacks.
I'll say Newton over, Manning under. By the way, Manning has thrown for four straight games. He has not eclipsed that. The four before that, he did eclipse that. But point being, he has not hit that number since November 8th.
All right, total rushing yards. Cam Newton, 39.5.
Under.
Okay, so now we got some ridiculous ones here. The Iowa caucuses will have taken place after this podcast comes out, but has not yet happened when Akiva and I...
No, this is New Hampshire primary, the first one.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, so there's an effect.
Okay.
So by the time you guys are listening, you will know what happened with the Iowa caucuses. Akiva and I don't know. Do you care to have any predictions there, Akiva?
Yeah. All the people who do incredibly poorly will be out of the race by tomorrow. And I do like when they don't say they're quitting. They're cowards and they say, I'm suspending my campaign, as if you're coming back at a later date.
So first of all, Clinton and Bernie Sanders within the margin of error right now in Iowa. Who do you think wins? Who do you think comes out with the most delegates out of Iowa tonight?
I think Bernie Sanders. Who won Iowa with Obama Clinton?
That's where Obama won. It was a
Obama
big upset.
Yeah.
And then he was a heavy favorite in New Hampshire, and Hillary cried, and then she came back and won New Hampshire.
Right. And then she won the next few states and then lost like the last 40. I think, it just feels like there's so much, and I don't know, I'll judge it based on Facebook. Don't you see there's a lot more excitement about Bernie Sanders? Like, have you seen anybody being excited about Hillary on Facebook?
I was thinking about this in terms of across all parties. Mm-hmm. The most people I know are Hillary supporters, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, but she doesn't engender passion.
Right.
But
not at this point.
Maybe if
she's running against Ted Cruz or Donald Trump later. But.
Yeah, really, the passion for Hillary is that people are scared of the other options. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen obviously Bernie has some fanboys. A lot of my friends have been posting things critical of Bernie, basically because it's their way of saying to their fellow Democrats, like, simmer down now, because, you know, they think that he's unqualified or whatever. But that's not the question. The question is, what's your prediction for tonight? What happens?
Who's going to win? You want the winners for tonight?
Yeah.
Cruz beats Trump. I do think nobody's cast a ballot for Trump yet, and I don't think I think he'll do okay, but I think Cruz beats Trump. I just think he's more organized on the ground. It seems like there's a lot of smoke. I know they've been doing incredibly well in a million polls, so
I know, I agree with you. Look, Cruz has been going in the wrong direction for several days in a row, but the issue is that you can't just, you know, the caucuses is not just a primary. You can't just have people vote. It's a process. And as you said, Cruz has organized, you know, on the ground because he's actually a real politician, whereas Trump hasn't done anything like that, really.
Right.
He started to do more of it. So I think that there might be more people who like Trump than Cruz right now in Iowa. Mm-hmm. But I think Cruz
People are so scared of Trump that I think you'll see people who are on the fence tonight go for the person they think is, you know, maybe they wanted that person to be a Rubio or someone else.
But Rubio's been doing really good the last few days, actually.
Yeah, but he's not going to win. He says he's not going to win, obviously, Iowa.
Yeah, but you realize winning and losing is a difference of like two or three delegates. It doesn't matter. It's just a media narrative.
But to me, it's who they think, you know, will, if they don't want Trump to win, and the numbers say that so many people dislike Trump. Basically, everyone who's not voting for Trump hates him.
Yeah.
So is it, will I, you know, I like person X better, but I'm gonna, you know, shift my ballot towards Ted Cruz just so Trump doesn't win. So I think Cruz wins that one, and Bernie, yeah, Bernie
also,
wins
people
the
also
one.
Hate Cruz. I mean, the funny of thing course. About all these the funny thing about
well,
all these
you should hate all of them. They're all politicians on both sides.
The funny thing, but the funny thing about all these mainstream Republicans who are sort of turned to Trump is basically because they hate Cruz so much that they'll take anybody else. Okay, so we both agree basically it's going to be Hillary and Cruz tonight. So
no, I said Bernie's going to win tonight.
Oh, you have Bernie tonight. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, so I have Hillary tonight. You have Bernie tonight. Okay, so now let's take that into account. And we're not going to predict – we're not going to cross sport between the winner of the general election because we're not going to wait till November. But 2 days after
– this is not our prop, you should add. This is the Bovada prop.
Yeah, but 2 days after the Super Bowl will be the New Hampshire primary, a week from tomorrow on Tuesday, February 9th, I believe it is. And here's the prop from Bovada. Trump, how many points does he get in the New Hampshire primary versus how many points does the winning team in the Super Bowl get? So Trump is minus 200, heavy favorite here, but I'm going to take the total points scored by the Super Bowl team. Because I think that'll be about 30, and I think the Trump could be in the low 20s.
Well, realistically, what's the lowest that score could be? 20, right? 20, 21. What's that as low as that score is going to get?
Yeah.
Trump, even if Trump loses, he's probably going to beat that.
Yeah, well, look.
Even if Cruz trounces him, there's a chance he beats 20.
Yeah, well, but if Rubio gets 15% or more tonight, then the narrative going to New Hampshire is that Rubio's on the upswing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, that has nothing to do with who's going to win, though.
Well, no, but that has no. But this bet is how many points.
Oh,
Trump
the get. Oh, for New Hampshire. All right, because we're doing New Hampshire. Yeah. The bet is New Hampshire, not.
The bet is how many points. What percentage of
but
the vote
Trump is doing incredible. I'm going to say New Hampshire because he's polling incredibly well, and he'd have to absolutely tank it in Iowa to lose New Hampshire.
Yeah,
he's really been flying to New Hampshire. While he's in Iowa because he's so focused on destroying.
Yeah, Kasich is also going to do pretty well there, though.
Yeah, Kasich is polling second in New Hampshire.
His whole campaign is built on that. Yeah, he's dropping out after New Hampshire if he doesn't. By the way, here's another ridiculous bet. Will Denver win the Super Bowl and then Peyton Manning retires and then San Antonio wins the NBA championship and then Tim Duncan retires? All that has to happen for 20-1.
Oh,
that's
man.
What we call a parlay.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I'd be happy or sad. The Spurs with three games of that Timmy D and they look like they're lost.
So we're not betting on that because we want this resolved by the time we record our podcast next week.
Think about it this way. I've been a Spurs fan for 26 years, and they've had Robinson or Duncan on the team all 26 years.
Yeah, it's been a good run. Well, not in 1997, though. 97, 98.
He was on the only roster. He was just injured. Yeah.
He only played six games.
Six games, but he was still there.
By the way, now that you brought up the NBA, the ESPN has been coming out with their NBA rank where they rank the top 100 players of all time.
Oh, boy. Everyone buckle up.
Yeah.
Pause and go drink some coffee.
Look, they still have 30 to go, so I'll wait till they do their final 30. Yeah. But I just want to point out they have 30 guys to go. There's 33 people in my top 50 who they haven't mentioned yet. Mm-hmm. And two of them I know they're going to skip because they're guys who played a long time ago and they get ignored. But there's 31 guys who they have to have that they don't have. So I'm not sure what is going on.
Wait, what are you saying? There's 30 guys left.
They're going from 100 to 1. So we don't know the final 30 yet, right?
Yes.
There's 31 guys on my list who I assume the ESPN would rank somewhere that they haven't ranked, which means one guy who should be in the top 30 isn't even in the top 100 for ESPN. You know, we'll see. I'm sure I'll rant in a week or two whenever they finish this list.
Okay.
But they have some questionable decisions so far. By the way, I sort of was tracking – a number of rankings. Slam did it in 2011, and of course Bill Simmons did it in his book, and then I have my own rankings, and then I have a special chart called Bill Simmons Overrates the Celtics, which shows across all four rankings that I have, Bill Simmons is higher than everybody else on Bill Russell, Larry Bird, Bob Cousy, John Havlicek, Paul Pierce, Kevin Bill Simmons overrates every single Celtic. Dave Cowens, Robert
this
Parrish.
This isn't breaking news. All right, keep going here.
Yeah. But some of them are by ridiculous margins. I mean, Bill Simmons has Dennis Johnson at number 52 all time.
Like he wasn't even in the Hall of Fame until after he died.
I know. Bill Simmons has Sam Jones 33 all time. Sam Jones scored 18 points a game in the 60s for the Celtics.
Is he in the NBA rank 100?
ESPN had him at 78.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Simmons has a 33. I have him at 114, by the way. But Bill Simmons has Bill Sharman, by the way, the guard in the 50s for the Celtics.
Yeah. Isn't that mostly for his contributions to toilet paper that he put him up there?
Bill Simmons has him at 51. He wasn't even in ESPN's list at all. Mm-hmm. I have him at 121. Bill Simmons has JoJo White in the top 100. Nobody else does that. Bill Simmons has Paul Silas in the top 100. Nobody else does that. Oh, Tommy Heinsohn, who I have at 140. Bill Simmons has him at 57. He's a good announcer if you're a Homer Celtics fan. But anyway, so Bill Simmons is a little bit inaccurate there when it comes to the Celtics. Okay, cross sports props. On Sunday afternoon, DeMarcus Cousins, points and rebounds versus Cam Newton rushing yards. He's been doing really well lately. I'm going to bet on DeMarcus here. Boogie.
Yeah, what about – there's no Omri Kosby prop?
Omri Kosby, points versus Peyton Manning rushing yards.
Yeah. Omri's been amazing. He's averaging like 13 points a game.
Well, he had that one fantastic game against the Warriors.
Yeah, he's been really good this year.
Yeah.
Points and rebounds. Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously Newton's ceiling has to be much higher because he could bust off one run and, you know, Cousins would basically have to become Will Chamberlain.
Cousins' ceiling is like 50, basically.
Right, exactly. So that's a really cool. I'll say Cousins, points and rebounds.
Okay, so we didn't get a disagreement there. All right, total goals in the Montreal Carolina hockey game.
Let's not spend much time. I don't know if Montreal was good at the beginning of the year. I don't really follow regular season hockey.
All right, okay, fine. We're skipping Tiger Woods and the Masters because that's not even until April. Okay, here's the last prop we're gonna do. Which will be higher, Arsenal's goals on Sunday morning or Peyton Manning's touchdown passes? I already said I'm going over for Peyton, so I don't even know who Arsenal's playing, but they're not going to score four.
I'm guessing Leicester.
Oh, are they playing Leicester?
No, I just made that up. I'm not sure. No. On Sunday, it's at Bournemouth.
I never heard of Bournemouth. I'm taking Arsenal here.
Yeah, you got to go Arsenal. Bournemouth's given up 38 goals already this year.
And how many games?
They're not in the drop zone, 23 games. Their defense is...
Okay, so that's less. That's 1.5 goals a game.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Pretty fair then, because Peyton's over under, we said, is at 1.5.
And Arsenal doesn't score a lot. They only have 37 goals.
Yeah, so 1.5. All right, you know what? I'm switching it to Peyton.
I'm going with doubling Arsenal.
Doubling down on my Peyton bet.
I'm going with Arsenal.
All right, so now let's jump to our final predictions about this game.
You go first.
You know, the first thing I just want to say, obviously, my love for Peyton Manning is well known. I'll be very sad if if this is indeed the end of his career. But we just have to acknowledge how crazy it is, like this, how unlikely the scenario is, right? Like, who would have guessed in November that he would be playing in this game? He lost his job to Brock Osweiler. People thought, yeah, his career's over. So we do have to give him props for what he's done. I'm not saying he's the reason they're in the Super Bowl, but he's been playing competently, and that's pretty crazy. Obviously, I'm rooting for him. Actually, yeah, can we discuss before our predictions, can we discuss who we're rooting for? Who are you rooting for in this game?
Oh, good question. Neither team. I'm rooting for the spread before the game to be delicious.
So you have no interest in who wins the game?
I'm rooting for like the sausages I'm bringing, the wings my friend's making. No, I root for a close game in the Super Bowl when I don't care. I don't care about almost any team other than the Jets. Like, to me, I don't have like a real second favorite team. Like, if the Vikings were in it, it would be great rooting against your dad, you know, for the Vikings to lose the Super Bowl.
Again, yeah.
But I think other than that, I just don't care. To me, I don't like Peyton Manning, but I also don't hate him. I have no problem with Cam Newton.
Well, you've been saying all year that the Panthers are the most boring team in football. And that
Well, they are kind of boring. They haven't played really an exciting game all year.
I mean, they've been the most exciting team in the NFL this year. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, they scored a lot of points in the first half, but they haven't played a lot of interesting
games. I went to the Carolina-New Orleans game. But Cam Newton is so fun to watch because he's the best football player in the world right now. He's
incredible. To me, this has been the Panthers season. And as a football fan and historian, I want the better team to win. And it actually bothered me a little bit when the Giants won the first Giants-Patriots Super Bowl because the Patriots were clearly the better team and deserved to win that game. Less so the second one. I think that this season has been about the Panthers. They went 15-1. They will historically, they won't be like a top 5 or 10 champion, but they will be, you know, the rightful champion of the 2015-16 NFL season. And I think they do it in a rout. I think they cover, and I think they beat Denver 38-10.
All right, so that's your prediction and everything wrapped up in one. Cam Newton, because sort of like the reactionary response from some of the more, you know, Trumpian type segments of society, sort of among younger, sort of more internet savvy, you know, more, you know, like enlightened, more analytical type fans, Cam Newton has sort of become a cause célèbre for that reason. And obviously, like, it is a little bit ridiculous, like some of the criticisms Cam gets compared to like Aaron Rodgers, who like has a famous dance where he like thrusts his groin very sexually. And not only has he never been criticized, but like, you know, he turns it into, you know, he makes commercials where he does it, his discount double check now. But that having been said, I'm rooting for Denver with all of my heart. I desperately want Peyton Manning to get a second Super Bowl. I don't think it impacts his career in any way. He's the same quarterback, whether they win or lose on Sunday. But because so many idiots will draw different conclusions about him if he gets another Super Bowl, and, you know, I want to minimize how many arguments I have to get into with idiots. And so the more Super Bowls he has, the less arguments I'll have to get into with the idiots. So I'm going to root for Peyton Manning and the Broncos desperately, desperately. I never really get what I want as a football fan, my rooting interests, whether it's the Vikings or otherwise. I think I've rooted for the team that lost the Super Bowl like basically every single year. Last year being a perfect example, every year the team that I want to see win the Super Bowl loses. So I'm expecting that. I expect Carolina to win, but I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to – you put it at 38-10. I'm going to pick Denver to cover. I'm going to pick Carolina to win 20 22-18. That's my prediction. 22.
How do they get 22?
They'll get a touchdown.
The five field goals?
No, you know, we might have a missed extra point. We might have going for two. I don't know. But 22-18 is my final score. Good. So if you got a 2-8 in the boxes and you're worried, hold out hope because Alex is here with his idiotic prediction.
It's funny. As we record this, Nate Silver posts, Peyton Manning had the worst season of any Super Bowl quarterback ever, which I don't think we needed him to tell us. But
yeah,
still pretty funny.
I think relative to the era, because in like the 70s, you know, lots of quarterbacks would have more interceptions and touchdowns in a year.
So yeah, but he's double interceptions, touchdowns almost.
But yeah, but we said statistically, Peyton Manning was the worst starting quarterback in the NFL this year. So yeah, that is not a surprise. All right, so 22-18 is my prediction. There you have it. We both predict the Broncos to fall to the Panthers, but one of us thinks it'll be a closer game. Hopefully some of these props were something interesting to listen to. And if not, no one forced it to listen all the way through. So thank you very much. We'll be back next week to talk post-Super Bowl and some other shenanigans probably. Waiting for
whatever.
There we go.